Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Today marks Project Bread's 50th annual Walk for Hunger. Tens of thousands of people are taking part in the oldest pledge walk in the country. And Mary Walling has been involved from day one. She volunteered at the first Walk for Hunger in 1969, organized by her church, and she's walked the route almost every year since. Now 70 years old, she also volunteers year-round at her local food pantry. A few days ago, we dropped by her home in Hudson as she looked forward to walking today and as she remembered that first Walk for Hunger when she was 21 years old.
And we had our pledge forms, and we would go around and ask people to sponsor us. And back then, we were getting 10 or 15 or 25 cents a mile. That's sort of how it started, and the first walk was in Quincy. It wasn't in Boston until 1970. And I did not walk in Quincy, but I made the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to hand out to the walkers. We all lined up loaves and loaves and loaves of Wonder Bread and slathered the peanut butter on, so I was involved from the beginning.
What motivated you to get involved?
I have to say it's probably in my DNA. When I was in grade school, my mother got a call from my teacher saying, "Did you realize Mary is not eating all of her lunch every day?" And my mother said, "No, didn't know about that." "Well, she's not eating." So I got home, and Mom sat me down and questioned me, and didn't know if I was throwing it away, if I didn't like it, whatever. Well, it turned out I had a friend, and my friend didn't have a lunch, so I was giving her half of my lunch. So my mother, from that day on, made two lunches every day and sent one in for me and one for my friend. It's just something you do. If you have food and somebody else doesn't, you share. It just seems to be the right thing to do. And I think the same with trying to raise money for the hungry people that were coming into our church. It was an easy enough thing. I knew I could do it. The hardest part was raising the money, because anybody hates to go up to somebody and say, "Could you give me money?" You know, no matter how good the cause.
The time traveler had come back and told you, "You know what, 50 years from now, you're going to still be doing this walk 50 years later." What would your thoughts have been?
That I would not have believed. The fact that we'd still be doing it, because we honestly believed, the 2,000 of us in 1969, we really thought we could take care of the hunger problem in Boston with a couple of walks. It might not happen the first year, but, you know, a couple of years, keep doing it, we'd be okay. But keep doing it for 50 years is just, it's sad that we're still doing it.
Have you, in your volunteer universe, as you've been working in food pantries, as you've been involved with Project Bread, it sounds like you've probably come into contact with some people who are dealing with hunger. Can you talk to us a little bit about what that experience is like?
There's still people out there that need the food. I see them at the food pantry. I don't see them just the once a year at the Walk for Hunger. I remember there was a fellow that came in uniform and had four children with him. And he had been in the military but wasn't at the time and had no job. And his wife was busy taking care of the four kids, so she couldn't go out and get a job. So it's, you know, life is hard. And some of us are very fortunate not to have to see that all the time. It's mind-boggling that we still have this big a problem and that people don't know about it. I was speaking to somebody one time, and she said, "Well, I live in Weston. We don't have a food pantry there." And I said, "I can tell you the address of the food pantry in Weston. You know, every town has one, and people need to get involved."
How much longer do you envision continuing to walk in the Walk for Hunger?
As long as I can, as long as there's a need. I'd love to have the end of the need happen before I say I can't really walk anymore.
If people are thinking about taking part in the Walk for Hunger, maybe they're not quite there, what would your sales pitch be? What would you say to someone to convince them to, you know?
You ought to get out there and do it. Just take that first step. It's not a race. You don't have to be a runner. You don't have to be in great shape. You don't have to walk 20 miles. But don't just walk to show solidarity, if that's all you can do, that's fine. But ask somebody to sponsor you and ask somebody else and see if you can raise $100. Then walk, then take the steps. This is a good thing to do. This is what you should do. You shouldn't be selfish. You shouldn't be just thinking of yourself all the time. If you can look out and see who else needs some help, then do it.
This year, once again, Mary Walling has made the list of the top 10 individual fundraisers in the Walk for Hunger. Over the past 5 decades, she's raised $92,380. This is 90.9 WBUR.